Hi guys, welcome back to the second episode of Speak France. Let's jump right in. As you can see from the title of this episode, the topic today is about comparison. And one thing about comparison is there's no good comparison. It's the thief of joy, and they call it that because, you know, we can look at other people and see that we might have two things in common, but we really don't. As much as we want to be relatable and have somebody on the same page with us regarding maybe certain issues in our life or situations or how we're doing things and how we cope, we really cannot compare. And we try not to compare. And the reason why we try not to compare is because when you start comparing, when that person starts to go through what they're going through, because evidently we're all different and there's nothing alike about us. So when we start comparing to one another and realizing that that person is doing something totally different than what you're doing after you just compared them to you, you start to feel inadequate. And I hope I'm making sense in that. But, you know, yes, I'm not saying that you will never compare to people. But for me, I like to see myself as an individual. And that's my word. I love using the word individual because that's really what it is, you know. Everyone is so unique that we can never sit and compare what we have going on to other people. And I say that to say, that leads us into understanding our journey. And a journey is a big word because a journey takes place within a lifetime, a person's lifetime. However long their lifetime will be, that's their journey. How they went through things, how it all played out for them is totally different from the next person. Once we're able to pinpoint our uniqueness within ourselves, we can look at comparing and contrasting our lives to other people's as a total no-go. You know, it just doesn't happen because you're able to understand that your journey is solely your journey. Nobody's journey is the same. You know, we're not even the same. There's no same person. There's different people all around. Our DNA makeup, each and every one of us, unless you're a twin, identical twin, it's completely different. And even if you are identical twin and you have the same DNA makeup, 10 times out of 10, I know for 100% fact, I'm not a doctor or nothing, but I know that they have their own way of processing things, you know? They're not going to do the same thing. Mentally, they're not going to think the same way. So again, it just proves my point of everyone has their own journey. Everyone is their own person. Everyone is their own beautifully unique person. And when you're able to understand that about yourself, you're able to understand that your journey is so much more important. You figuring out what your journey is so much more important because there's no one like you. That just gave me chills. There's literally no one like you. It's just you on this path, and no one can place their footprints into your footprints and walk that whole journey. Because their footprints either aren't going to fit or they're just going to stray off on their own path for whatever reason. But it just won't work. You're you. You are you. And that just goes into why the importance of knowing your journey is so imperative. You know, we talk about mental health 24/7. Why is that? We do that so that we're able to understand who we are as individuals and why certain emotions might arise and why we cope a certain way or why we process the way we do. because once we're able to connect with ourselves deeper, we're able to walk our journey level-headedly. And I'm not saying there's not going to be any obstacles. Of course, there's obstacles in everything. It's going to be hard. It's going to be, you know, rough. It's not easy. But you're able to understand why you might feel a certain way at some certain time in your life, in your journey, and you're able to keep going. And though it seems like, yes, you know, our journey is only for you, you know, no one has your journey, you do cross paths with people. And that's a beautiful thing, because you're able to teach people things. So imagine you aren't able to even, you know, think for yourself. Imagine you're not even able to walk the journey you're supposed to walk, and you don't meet certain people along your life to either help you or you help them. Imagine you can't do that. Imagine you can't witness that. And sometimes that's all you need. You just need somebody that you come across your path with, that you guys cross paths, and for that season, you guys just really hit it off. You understand that you're totally, completely different people. You get it. It's cool. But you guys just have a great bond, a great friendship because of that. And that's why, you know, I believe that's why it's so important to focus on your mental health and to understand that comparison should not exist within your life. We look at social media and we're so quick, so quick to, and I've done this before. You know, you look at social media and you're like, well, damn, when am I going to get my car? When am I going to get my house? And it's like, well, you didn't come across that job yet, or you didn't come across that certain opportunity, and you're not allowing yourself that time to even do that. You know, you have to trust in your capabilities in order to let things be done for you, because what's for you is for you. And I know you guys heard that all the time, but it's so true. It's so true. I'm gonna tell you guys a story about me getting my first car. And I was so anxious on getting a car, because I was just so fed up on using Lyft. I know y'all know how to go. It's ridiculous. I hate Lyft. Hold on. If they want to sponsor me, I'm so sorry, but they need to figure out their shit before they sponsor me. But y'all, it was a mess. It was literally a mess. And I was like, it's time for me to get my first car. Why is this taking so long? It wasn't that I didn't have the money. It wasn't that, you know, I didn't know what the issue was. It was just solely just the wrong time. And for me, it was hard for me to trust the timing. And as I look back now, I'm like, fuck, if I would have gotten a car around the time that I really wanted it, I would have been like so fucking stressed. I'm sorry for cussing on a Sunday. I'm so sorry. I'm going to tone it down. But I would have been really stressed. And I'm like, that's why it's so important to understand that, okay, what's for me will be for me at the right time, and it's all just gonna flow how it needs to flow. Like, I promise you, when it's for you, it just, doors open, opportunities open up, you're able to pay for this at a certain time, money flows. If you focus on what's for me will come to me, I do not have to stress about it. All I have to do is trust in myself. And if you believe in a higher power, you trust in that higher power. And it will come to you. Shit will start flying to you. I promise. Doors will open. It'll swing open. And shit will just be tossed into your hands. And that's really what I can say about, like, getting my first car. It all just worked out so good. It all worked out so easy. The beginning parts, no, because I was trying to force it. And you know how it is when you try to force stuff. we know not to do that. Do not force things, because you're going to end up with something you don't need or want in your life. So, no. But this car came to me at such a great time in my life that I'm so happy I got it when I did. And yes, it was hard, you know, being 19 and wanting finally a car, and you see all your friends who had their cars since they're probably like 16. Yeah, it was hard, but I knew, like, that's just not in the cards for me right now. It wasn't in the cards for me at 16, 17, even 18. It wasn't in the cards for me. And I'm so much happier now that it came to me when it did. I had to trust in myself, and what I was capable of and what I knew I would be capable of in order to receive, you know, a gift, a blessing. In order to receive that, I had to be trusting in myself. I had to be trusting in God and a higher power, if that's what you believe in. Sorry. I had to be trusting in that. You know, trust is the glue. Faith is the glue. It holds it all together. You have faith, you have trust, you have it all. You know what I mean? So it's like, how dare you compare your journey to somebody else's? When, you know, shit might have been written out for you for decades, or once you were born, it was written out. We can say that. And you're looking, it's as if you're looking at your own makeup and your own, you know, storyline, and you're like, oh, this is shit. This is trash. But, oh, there's over there. Their story is good. I'm trying to get their story. But we have no damn clue what the fuck they had to go through in order to get that story. And if you would even be capable of going through what they went through in order to be where they're at. That's why I'm so heavy when I say trust in your capabilities. Once you knock comparison out, okay, F comparison, by comparison, kick it out the door, close the door, lock the key, throw the key in the lake. Once you do that, and once you understand the importance of knowing who you are individually and your journey individually and taking the time to do those things, you begin to trust in your capabilities. You begin to have faith. And I know people sometimes say, you know, it's so hard to get to a point in life where you love your life because they've been through so much. And I can totally understand that. But once you see things as like it's a season, it's a time and place for everything. Once you see it like that, if you can just look at what you're going through and be like, this is temporary, it helps, you know. It really does help. Really does help. So, you know, as we see certain things take place in the world, we have to be aware of ourselves and the path we want to take in life. Because you can get overwhelmed, you can get taken over by the world and society and what's been going on. You really can just be swallowed by it all. It's not no reason why, it's not a coincidence on why you find certain things that, you know, is self-helping, is all about broadening your, what's that word, enlightenment, broadening your feelings on who you are. It's not a coincidence on why you find questions like that about your life, on who you are and why you're like this, or even about your zodiac signs. All these are steps and tools to get you closer to understanding who you are and whoever you pray to is. And that's all connected, because The higher power lives within you. You know what I mean? And the quicker we understand that, the more you put into yourself, the more you put into knowing who you are, the more you're able to understand who the higher power is and how it's all connected. There's no coincidences. It's all connected. As of October 13th all the way to November 3rd, Mercury retrograde is in Scorpio. So we must process outdated thinking. Communicate with yourself more than others. Slow down your reactions. If it's not working, don't force it. Trust the redirect and look for the opportunity to build better. So I feel like it just all ties into what our topic is. Okay? This is why I probably was needing to talk to y'all about this. Because I'm feeling the same way. Like, I feel like I should focus more on my journey. To really, because right now, this month, all the way to November 3rd, it started October 13th, I'm sorry. It should be about redirecting bad habits, starting better habits, so it can push us into the new year, because the new year is coming up quick, y'all. Winter finna go quick, okay? So we have to just find something that's not working for you. Whether that is a habit or an outdated way of thinking, we have to find it and try to work on it. So you're able to go into the new year. So you're able to go into the new year with a better way of thinking. And so that you're able to allow the opportunities that are supposed to come to you to flow to you. And you're not kicking them out the door. Granted, the dead of winter is going to be hard for most people. I know a lot of people who suffer from depression, anxiety. I'm one of them when winter time comes around, because of how dark sometimes the weather is, and how, like, just everything dies in the winter. We know that. So, like, the trees get really sparse. It's empty. And that can really be triggering for some people. And like I said, it's like that for me as well. What I say that can help tremendously is finding a hobby. And I don't care if it's cold outside and you want to sit in bed and eat and sleep. Get your ass up. Find that hobby that you love, that you've been wanting to do, and stick to it through the winter time. Because that can help you tremendously. Once you get your mind off of whatever triggers you. And sometimes it's just, like I said, the weather just triggers people and it just gets you into that mood. If you can find something that pulls you out of that, that can help so, so much. And I tell my friends this all the time. If you find something that you love to do, you do it until, like, the wheels fucking fall off. Again, I've been writing for some time. And one thing I can say is I can go through the hardest times, but I always have something to come back to, which is writing. I have, my notepad. I have my writing page that, I don't have a lot of people reading my stuff, but I still write and I still post. I still create. And that's been helping me through my spurts of depression and anxiety. When I, we all have bad years. We have bad months. And when I tell you to have something that's your own, that you can call your own, that you put time and energy and creativeness into, it helps to get you through that. It doesn't feel as endless. That's a great word, because that's what it feels like, depression and anxiety. Like, it just won't stop. So that's why I always tell my friends, if you find something, that you can fall back on, because one thing about it, you cannot fall back on no people, okay? You have to find something. And even if that is the word. And I know people are like, pray, read the Bible, and do your studies. And yes, I think you should totally do that too, but also do something that is not just spiritual, but something that, you know, caters to your creative drive, your you know, just that, I forgot what it's called in the brain, but you know, it just triggers, like, you know, a feeling within you, a drive within you that you just want to cater to. I feel like for me, that's writing. I always say that. And for others, it could be photography, it could be singing, it could be painting, drawing, exercise. That's a great thing too. If you can stay active within the winter time, get you a little gym membership. Planet Fitness is like, what, $10 a month? I haven't went back yet, but that's not your business. Please get out my business. You win my business. Get out my business, okay? Get out my business. I'm gonna go back to Planet Fitness. Y'all take your time. I have to do this. I have to do podcasts. I feel like y'all judging me already. But anyways, take your ass to Planet Fitness. Find a hobby. Pick up a hobby. Do your studies, your spiritual studies. What? Shoot, people like tarot reading, tarot card readings. What else? I see y'all with the crystals and stuff. Put that together. Do what y'all got to do to keep y'all sanity, okay? Especially within this time. Election season coming up, and I know the people that are into politics, even if you're not into politics, we know what we got to do for election day. And yeah, it's a lot of stress. So it's like, you know, if Mercury is in retrograde, it's okay, she could be in retrograde, but we're not going to be in retrograde, okay? Thank you guys so much for listening to episode 2 of Speak France. Continue to share and like and comment and send me messages about anything you guys would like to talk about. I would love to hear from you guys. Thanks again for listening. Bye.